Good morning, brothers and sisters. What a blessing to be here this morning, gathered in this way. May this find us rejoicing. Thank you, Alan, for the thoughts that you shared. I was blessed as well by that hymn. The thought that he sleepeth not, he that keepeth us sleepeth not, and he does not slumber. That can be a comfort and an encouragement to us today. What a blessing. Let's have a word of prayer. Eternal Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Thank you for the words that we've already heard, Lord, and thank you for how you watch over and protect us as your children, Lord, and we can be confident and know that you do not sleep, you do not slumber. You're there for us, Lord, and your eyes are over us, Lord, and your wings, Father. We thank you for this opportunity. Be with us this morning. Bless the few thoughts that we have here, and just help them to minister and be a blessing to your people. Father, we love you and thank you in your precious name. Amen. So as I was reading in Isaiah 58, I came across some of these verses where my ponderings come from this morning. So maybe I'll write the title up here just to help with So if I was to title my few thoughts this morning, I would say serving or self-centered. So the thoughts were born out of Isaiah 58 a little bit, I guess. But my mind, sometimes when I read something, my mind goes many different places. So we'll just read Isaiah 58, verse 9 through 14. Isaiah 58:9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here am I, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking of vanity, putting away sin. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, here in verse 10, and satisfy the afflicted soul, we see service here. Then shalt thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee, talking about our seed, shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure, from serving thyself, which is what I would say self-centered, on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then verse 14 here says, Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride on the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. We see here first a promise that if we call on the Lord, he will answer. If we put away from us iniquity, and then in verse 10, if thou draw out thy soul, gives me the picture of ministering, of giving our time and resources, then shall thy light rise. God will give his blessing. He will guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in the draught. Notice in verse 13 that the condition for verse 14 is turning from being self-centered. Serving is giving our hearts, not just our hands, to a task. A few verses on serving here. I have a number of verses. I'm going to try to keep moving fairly quickly. Titus 3:1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to do every good work. Joshua 22:5, but take diligent heed to the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments, to cleave unto him and to serve him with all of your heart and with all your soul. Then in Joshua 24, verse 15, and if it seem evil to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Exodus 23:25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. 1 Samuel 12:24, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all of your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. John 12:26, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Galatians 5:13 talks about serving one another. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. I believe that serving one another and our brother and our neighbor can be serving the Lord. And then in Hebrews 12:28, wherefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. When we serve God-given authorities as we are serving the Lord, it is sometimes hard to distinguish which voice is calling. This was the experience of young Samuel in chapter 3. I'll just read a few verses here. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. He ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. And Samuel said, Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, in which both the ears of everyone that hears shall tingle. I believe here in this passage that as Samuel learned to serve Eli, and it prepared him to serve the Lord and to hear from him, prepared his heart to listen and to be ready to respond. Serving can be simplifying our daily needs so we are able to serve those who God brings to us. That can come pretty close to home. So Jesus made it clear to his disciples that they must be givers rather than takers. In Matthew 16:24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus explained this paradox. If someone tries to keep his own life for his own goals, he will lose it. Matthew 16:25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. A taker often focuses on getting money, yet Jesus asked in Matthew 16:26, what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in his glory of the Father with his angels, and shall he reward every man according to his works. So I'm likening a giver, giving and serving. Let's purpose to be instant and ready to serve the Lord. I believe that we can also be serving the Lord by serving our neighbors and brothers, that the kingdom of God may be furthered and glorified. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This is something that will have an eternal reward. I am reminded of a couple verses in Luke. Luke 12:21. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Luke 12:33. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which not, wax not old. A treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. Likening that to be serving the Lord, laying up treasure in heaven, I believe is a way we can do that. And then last night when we were here at the family prayer, Enos shared a few verses that blessed me out of Psalms 103 that made me think down the same line. 103 verse 14, 15, and 16. For he knoweth our frame and remember that we are dust. For as a man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. And then Moses shared a few thoughts on how it's how we think we are someone and try to make a name for ourselves, but once we are gone, it does not take long for everyone to forget us. We are gone. My thoughts were, let's do something that lasts for eternity. We are motivated to be servants if we recognize how our tasks accomplish a greater picture. An example of this is three bricklayers. When they were asked what they were doing, the first one answered, I'm making a living. He had a small view, I guess. And the second answered, I'm building a wall. That's a little bigger picture. But then when they asked the third one, he responded with a smile, I'm building a great cathedral. May that encourage us. True happiness is found not in receiving things, but giving, and that but giving in that which will truly benefit the lives of others. Paul praised Timothy for his service in Philippians 2:20. I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him that is a son with the Father. He hath served me in the gospel. Jesus is the ultimate example of serving. He lived among people who had needs and served them from early until night. He laid down his life that we might have life. And now he makes intercession for us at the right hand of God. Romans 3:34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God making intercession for us. Here's a little quote. The hand that gives gathers. To give out of praise is vain. Let me start over here. The hand that gives gathers. To give out of desire for praise is vain. To give out of necessity is pain. To give out of love joyfully is great gain. Luke 6:38. Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Then here's a few verses or in a couple examples on being self-centered. In 3 John, it's using Diotrephes. 3 John 1:1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, of whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers of the truth. And then in verse 9 here, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath a good report of all men, and of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. And then there's another example that we all know of. One I thought of here was Ahab in Naboth's vineyard in 1 Kings 21, verse 1. And it came to pass that after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab the king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me the vineyard, that I might have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it, or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, The Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house, heavy and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken unto him. For he said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. We see him pouting because he did not get what he wanted. And it led him to the great sin of taking Naboth's life just to get what he wanted. And we see judgment, God's judgment here in one of the following verses in 2 Kings 21, verse 13. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and plummet the house of Ahab, and will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. Then another verse in Philippians 2, 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem the other better than themselves. So my thoughts this morning is just to be ready to serve, to be instant where God would have us, to be willing. There's a poem here, it's called The River's Way, that really blessed me. The river's way, the river gives and gives and gives of sparkling water kind and cool. Because it gives, the river lives, unlike the listless, lifeless pool. The pool receives and gives out none. It holds the shadows, algae spreads. No currents run with a glint of sun along the death-still, murky bed. The river gleams and lightly streams. Benevolent, it ripples on. Within the pool dance no bright beams, for it is walled with selfish stone. Are you like a river or like a pool? A few questions here to summarize some of my thoughts. Am I drawing out my soul and ministering to those around me in need? Do I have time to bless others? Do I find myself willing as a servant of the Lord? Am I simplifying my daily needs to make myself more available? Am I a giver or a taker? Am I instant and ready to serve? Am I serving or self-centered? May God help us. I'd like to sing song number 892, Fervent in Spirit and Serving the Lord. It has a beautiful message. Pay attention to the words as we sing this. I believe it speaks my heart well. Thank you for listening.